This is HPR episode 1687 entitled Podcast Recommendations and is part of the series Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Thai Sarah and is about 22 minutes long. The summary is, Thai goes through his podcast list and shares the shows that he finds to be the most interesting.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
What's good, Hacker Public Radio? This is Taj, and I wanted to jump on here and give an episode because we're running significantly low, and I was thinking about something I could throw together real quick, and the episodes that I've heard that people have done that didn't take a lot of prep time were What's in Everybody's Podcatcher, and I found a lot of cool ideas from what other people are listening to, so I thought I would throw together what I'm listening to on my podcatcher. So this list is going to be what I listen to pretty regularly, or things that I may not listen to anymore, but I think are important, things that may not be being produced anymore. So you can still go look them up and look up the back episodes and check them out. So I thought I would start with sort of the Linux and the free and open source podcasts, because that's usually what a lot of people in the HPR community are into. So I just went down my list, and the first one that I have is the Dude Monavie podcast. This was Dude Man's old podcast. I really liked it. He has some really cool ideas. I wish he would continue doing it. He only has a few episodes out, but I really like listening to him. The next one is Floss Weekly. This is from the Twit Network. It's really good some of the times. I tend to skip some of these because they don't apply to something I would use. They're more corporate. But when it does have something that I'm interested in, I will check it out. And I've started using some packages just because of this podcast. Next is the GNU World Order. This is Klaatu's baby. I love this. Klaatu is one of the role models for me in sort of our community. Our backgrounds are kind of similar, although he's done a lot more than me. And I really love listening to this podcast. Obviously, the next one's going to be HPR. I listen to it because I'm on it. So there you go. The next one is not exactly Linux, but it's made by people in sort of the community. And that's the Health Nuts podcast over on PodNuts. Like I said, it's not specifically Linux or open source related, but who doesn't need to do something with their health? So I listen to it occasionally anyways. Next is the Kernel Panic podcast. This is a good just general news show to kind of catch up on what's going on and just good personalities. Next is the Linux Link Tech Show. Say that five times fast. It's pretty light on Linux content these days, but I still enjoy the conversation. I enjoy the people on it, so I listen to it. Next is the Linux Voice podcast, and that's just a companion to their magazine. If you haven't checked out the magazine, you should. It's a really good Linux magazine, and part of the money that they make off the subscription goes back to the open source community, so that's a great way to do it. And the podcast is every fortnight, so it's not a weekly commitment to do. Next is the Linux Lugcast. This is on the first and third Fridays of the month. You should check it out. I'm on the show every once in a while, but it's a great place to go if you don't have a physical lug to go to, just to kind of talk about issues or solutions or ask questions. So you should definitely check that one out. Next is the Open Source Musicians Podcast. I came from a background of audio and video production. I used to be a professional musician. I don't do that anymore. Now I'm a teacher. I haven't actually done any of that since I switched to Linux full-time, so I'm really unfamiliar with the tools that to use. So I check this out whenever it comes out. It doesn't come out very regularly. I wish it came out more often. But I do kind of just listen to it to keep my toe in the water in case I do get some free time to start doing some music again, then I can use the tools that are on the platform I use. The next one is kind of controversial. It's the Linux Action Show, and it's kind of companion podcast, Linux Unplugged. I did not watch or listen to the Linux Action Show for a long time. It actually kind of made me mad a lot of the time that I watched it. About 6 months ago, I picked it back up just on a whim, just checked it out, and I was really surprised at the quality jump. I feel like it's a lot better. They still have the bad habit of talking about non-free and open source things on Linux. They really like to talk about everything that's proprietary on Linux. But I do think that sometimes they have interesting perspectives on the news and things. So it's kind of cool to listen to. Lastly in this category is Linux Outlaws. May it rest in peace. This is specifically the one podcast that got me into Linux. Before this, I was a Mac user because that's what I had to use at work. Fab and Dan are single-handedly responsible for getting me into Linux. Just wanted to check it out. And so I found their podcast in the iTunes directory because that's what I used at the time. It's all history from there. Okay, the next category I'm going to do is sort of pop culture slash just random things I couldn't put into another category. I found that this is most of what I listen to other than the Linux and free and open source podcasts. I'm a unabashed nerd, and so a lot of these you'll see where that comes from. Okay, the first podcast on this list is Pod Culture. Pod Culture is run by people actually from the same town that I live in, and so it's kind of interesting to listen to a podcast with people who have the same perspective as you just geographically. It's a show about just nerdy things, any kind of pop culture thing, superheroes, sci-fi, they talk about it all, even sometimes non-nerdy things, so it's kind of cool. The next one on my list is The Mind Robbers, and this is another one that's kind of geographically locked to me. I actually heard about the main proprietor of the podcast, Scott Corelli, from Pod Culture. He's also from kind of this area. He's had lots of podcasts over the years, and I've followed a lot of them, just kind of following him as he bounced around from podcast to podcast. He's a writer, and I find that sometimes I don't agree with his opinions, but I do always look forward to hearing his opinions on things. Sometimes we're in sync, sometimes we're not, and he seems like a pretty cool cat, so I just follow him around. The next one on my list is Trekcast. My first big love in this world is Star Trek, and so this is just probably, in my opinion, the best Star Trek podcast out there. It's the biggest, and it's just, if you want a good dose of Star Trek, that's where you start. The next one is The Doctor's Companion, and this is actually run by Scott Corelli from The Mind Robbers and some more people. It's about Doctor Who, which is another love of mine, and it's, I find, a good American-centric view of it. It's a different perspective, and it's funny, if you listen to anything that is British about Doctor Who, how different the opinions can be. And so I find it interesting to just kind of go back and forth, although I don't regularly listen to any one British Doctor Who show. If you just kind of scattershot and look at it, it's interesting to see those differences. The next one is actually Podfaded. I won't say Podfaded. It's actually done. They finished everything they could, and it's called the Babylon Podcast. If you're a fan of Babylon 5, and I am, and I think it's completely underrated by most people, but if you like the show, this is a great show. It's almost required listening. They break down every single episode and discuss it, and it's really interesting to see some of the insights that they come up with and connections that you may have not thought of when you were watching it. They also interview a lot of the people from the show, whether they're the stars of the show or the behind-the-scenes people, and so that's also interesting to kind of hear what was going on when that show was being made, because it is an interesting and unique circumstance. The next one is Fear the Boot. Fear the Boot is about tabletop role-playing games. I have listened to this for years. It's great. I'm a huge RPG player, and they do their best to kind of elevate the art, I guess, and they just have good discussion and good insight into role-playing and how to do it better and how to enjoy it more. The next one, I am a lifelong martial artist, always have been, and one of the big problems is if you go looking for podcasts on martial arts, everything you find is very style-specific. So you'll find taekwondo podcasts, or you'll find MMA podcasts, or you'll find karate podcasts. Hiya, the martial arts podcast, is by far my favorite. I think it's must-listening, especially if you do Chinese martial arts, although you don't have to. Both the hosts of the show do Chinese martial arts, and so it's cool from that way. One of the hosts actually does the same style of kung fu that I do, although we kind of come from different sides of the family, so we do it a little different. But it's nice to hear his perspective on things. It's very light, and they like to have fun, and so that's kind of cool. I always think of it as if you go out after practice with your martial arts buddies and just go sit around and have dinner and talk. That's usually what their podcast is like, so that's pretty cool. Next is This American Life. This is from NPR. Before podcasts, I was a huge NPR addict, and I still am from time to time, but I usually just do it through their podcasts. This is just one of those things that I have to listen to every week. It's just part of my routine. I love the show, and I will probably never quit listening to it as long as it's made. The last one in this list is Unfilter. Okay, and this is Jupiter Broadcasting aping No Agenda. I used to listen to No Agenda all the time. It's become too long. I can't dedicate that much time to it. And I feel like sometimes they kind of go off the deep end. There's a lot of talk about things that I'm just not interested in on No Agenda these days. I think Unfilter's a little more grounded, and it's only once a week, and it's an hour and a half. It's in and out. They tend to focus more, I think, on just clips of shows and putting that together. And they do a pretty good job of commentary. They still have their opinions, obviously, but I feel like it's a good way to get a dose of that. I still listen to No Agenda every once in a while, but not regularly since I found this. I feel like it scratches that itch without me having to dedicate all the time to it. Okay, my next section of podcasts is going to be about ham radio. I'm a ham. I have been for a couple of years. I got into it just on a whim. And these are just the podcasts that I listen to. They kind of keep me in it, even though I don't do it as much as I would like to. Number one is Linux in the Ham Shack. It's K5 Tux and his crew. They talk about ham radio and Linux. I mean, it's exactly what it says on the tin. This is my first go-to ham podcast, because if I do ham, it's going to be through Linux. I'm not using anything else. And so I find that this is the one podcast that really goes for that. The next one is Resonant Frequency, which is kind of irregular. It was going on for a long time, and it shut down. It recently came back, but I guess it's having some hiccups. It's actually from one of the alum of Linux and Ham Shack, and so it's not specifically Linux-related, but it does kind of have a nice beginning ham tilt to it, which I like. The next one is Ham Radio. This is from the Twit Network. This is their video podcast. I found that lately it's been really boring. They just do more about things I'm not interested in the ham radio hobby. I still watch it, but usually I have it on in the background. It's just not as interesting as I would like it to be. Next is Amateur Logic. Now, where Ham Nation falls down as a video podcast, Amateur Logic picks up. And actually, Amateur Logic, one of the people on there, is on Ham Nation. I love this probably more than most ham radio things that I've seen, because it is a lot more about the making and the hacking and where digital comes into the radio stuff. And that's what I'm really into. And it's very looks hands on. I mean, they show you building things, which is kind of cool. I'm much more into that educational aspect than I am just getting on the radio and talking to people. I find that to be interesting in its own right, but it gets boring very quick. The next category that I have are science podcasts. I love science. I'm not a scientist, but I do like to just kind of dip my toe in and get cool ideas from it. The first one is another NPR podcast that's Radio Lab. I like this one because it's very interesting. They find just weird things and spend a whole episode describing it. And like I said, it's just insanely entertaining. They find a good way to make it applicable to people. The next one is Star Talk. This is Neil deGrasse Tyson's radio show. He'll bring in a guest and just kind of discuss something about science and for general audiences. You don't have to know anything about it, but it's just kind of an overview. A lot of times I kind of already know what they're talking about, but it's still fun to listen to. I love Neil deGrasse Tyson. I think he does a lot to kind of bring science to the average person and make it interesting. The next podcast is This Week in Science. This used to be a Twit podcast, and then they spun off on their own. And it's just a weekly roundtable on general science. They just take the science news and break it down. And I think that that is insanely interesting, because I hear a lot of things on there that I'm not going to hear anywhere else. And they will follow a story for a long time. And so you will see how that one story will change, you know, over the course of a year, maybe 2 years. They're very open about how sometimes science can be wrong, and this is why it's wrong sometimes, and show you that process. So I think that's a very good weekly podcast to listen to. The next category are Buddhist podcasts. I'm a Buddhist. I have been my entire life. I was raised that way. And so I actually listen to a lot of Buddhist podcasts, but I kind of shotgun it and just listen to this one from here and listen to this one from here. I'm more interested in following certain people and what podcasts they're on. So I don't really listen to one set of podcasts. One that I do listen to, and I think is just a weekly listen, is the Buddhist Geeks podcast. It's kind of a take on Buddhism in the modern world and how things like technology and science and society are impacting Buddhism as a religion. It's very academic a lot of the time, but I still enjoy it. And it's a weekly listen. It's really short. It's usually about a half an hour. So you can get through it pretty quick and just kind of get a flash of something. I find a lot of people on that show, I go back and read their books and stuff, and they have very interesting insights on it. Although the next one's in the Buddhism category, it's not Buddhist, but I think it relates. In my mind, the relationship between the Vedic religions and Buddhism kind of mirror Judaism and Christianity. Christianity came from Judaism. Buddhism came from the Vedic traditions. And so the next podcast is the Vedic Mythology and Mantras podcast. And so what it is, I love Indian mythology. I think it's very interesting, whether it has to do with my religion or not. They're great stories. And so this podcast, what it does is they will take a Vedic myth and they will tell you the story. They'll just basically like story time. And then at the end, they will give you a chant or a song from Indian classical music that goes with that. This, it's not being produced anymore, but it has tons of episodes. So if you're into mythology and you don't know much about Indian mythology, this is a great place to start. I know in school we learned about Egyptian mythology and Greek mythology. We didn't learn, you know, the Ramayana. We didn't learn the Mahabharata. We didn't learn all these really huge classics to one side of the world. And I think that this is a great introduction to that. Okay, here at the end, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to throw some shows from the TWiT network. I'm generally okay with TWiT. I find that their stuff gets less interesting the longer I listen to it. So, but usually if I'm sitting around and I have nothing else to listen to, I'll throw on one of these just to kind of fill up space. Sometimes they have good insights. Sometimes they have good people on them. So it's worth listening to. I wouldn't put it at the top of your list. I listen to All About Android because I am an Android user. This Week in Computer Hardware, because I think it's a good place to go to learn about hardware if you build computers. This Week in Google, TWiT, the granddaddy of them all, although that's been really bad lately. I haven't liked it that much. I tend to be deleting it a lot. And KnowHow, which is kind of their maker podcast. They've been doing a really good job the last couple months with quadricopters and building quadricopters and what kind of parts you need for it. And I want to get into that, so it's kind of nice to see that. Okay, that's all I've got this time. I hope you guys got something from this. Maybe you'll pick up one of these podcasts and listen to it. I would encourage everybody, if you have not done an HBR show, this is a great one to do. I basically just dumped out my podcast list and just read it to you. I mean, it's that easy. It doesn't take that much time. And like I said, it's a great way for you to maybe share something with somebody that they've never heard of before, and it could become their new favorite podcast. So take the time and put one together for us. All right. Talk to you guys later. Peace.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at bingrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.